today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah. Dear brothers, dear sisters, Assalamu alaikum. This is a special salam because it's on a special day. Today is the birthday anniversary of Shia's last Imam, Imam al-Mahdi. May Allah hasten his reappearance, and the savior of humankind. So congratulations to every human being, every Muslim, every Shia Muslim all around the world on this great occasion, the birthday anniversary of Imam al-Mahdi, peace be upon him.
يا من أتيت فزدت حبنا أسعدتنا وجمعت شملنا أنت هدية من الله لنا بعد انتظارنا لك طول السنة فيك السرور والهنا حمدا لك يا ربنا عيد سعيد Let's enjoy this happy day عيد مبارك Celebrate عيد سعيد Let's enjoy this happy day عيد مبارك Come on let's celebrate Celebrate Let's celebrate Allah Allah Thank you for this day
So as you know today is 15th of Shaban 1445 of the lunar Hijri calendar, 6th of Isfand 1402 of solar Hijri calendar, and 25th of February 2024 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. Again, thousands of congratulations on this happy day. Eid Mubarak, everyone.
Let us rejoice indeed. This is the day of Eid.
So, hidden birth of Imam al-Mahdi is like Hazrat Musa and Hazrat Ibrahim. How? Regarding the birth of Imam Mahdi, Sheikh Mufid, one of the great Islamic scholars, quotes Imam Hassan Askari, his father, peace be upon him, kept secret the birth of his son and other related matters because the Imam was living in a difficult time when the caliphs were intensively searching for his son. This is because the Shia believe about Imam al-Mahdi, peace be upon him, had become so current that they were waiting for the 12th Imam. Mu'tamid, the Abbasid caliph, was afraid of this son of Imam al-Hasan Askari. He formed a group of detectives and midwives who had the mission of frequently searching through the houses of the Shia, and especially the house of Imam Hasan Askari, alayhi salam, so that if a newly born child were found, he could be killed immediately. Therefore, on divine command, the signs of pregnancy did not appear in Nerjes Khatun, the mother of the Imam, just as they were not manifest in the mother of two prophets, Musa and Ibrahim, Moses and Abraham, peace be upon them. Congratulations, dear brothers and sisters, on the birthday anniversary of the last savior, Imam al-Mahdi. May Allah hasten his reappearance.
Thank you. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. Dear brothers and sisters, in this show we are going to talk about the benefits of the hidden Imam عليه السلام. That is Imam Mahdi عليه السلام. Since human possesses limited knowledge, they cannot fathom the secrets of Allah and should not hastily judge divine matters. As it is said, "And you have been given of knowledge but little." This verse indicates that human unknowns far exceed their knowns. Thus, even if knowledge advances for thousands or millions of years, human knowledge will remain insignificant compared to the unknown. And only Allah possesses infinite and inherent knowledge. Therefore, one cannot object to the existence of something like the cultation of Imam of the time due to not uncovering its secret and deem it pointless and unbeneficial. The cultation of Imam of the time is not a random or unprecedented event. Rather, the cultation of divine proofs at certain times as a common occurrence in divine tradition. Several divine guardians, such as Prophet Khidr, Moses, Jonah, Uzair, Abraham, Salih, Dhulqarnain, etc., have been hidden from sight, yet remained aware of the events and circumstances of their times due to the guardianship and authorities granted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, constantly influencing the affairs and guiding the situations according to certain interests, although their actions were hidden from ordinary people's eyes.
Every sound and every voice in every language ever heard, each drop of ink that has been used to write every single word. They could never portray everything I feel in my heart and wanna say. And it's hard to explain why I could never describe my love for you.
So what is the benefit of Imam al-Mahdi during his qaybah, during his occultation? The mere existence of Imam al-Mahdi is full of blessings for all humanity. We have narrations that say that the world would be annihilated if Allah's proof on the earth were not living among us. How would his existence benefit us? The answer is that not only the Imam prays for us and asks Allah to forgive our sins, but he also goes out of his way and does many things for us without us knowing. His benefit to Allah's creation is likened to the sun behind the clouds. When the sun is behind clouds, we can still benefit from its light and warmth, even though it is not visible. The same is true concerning Imam al-Mahdi. The Imam said there would be no deputy during his major occultation. We are now living in the major one, which would continue until the reappearance of His Eminence, Imam al-Mahdi. Happy Eid, everyone, and congratulations on the birthday anniversary of human's last hope, Imam al-Mahdi. May Allah hasten his reappearance. Just think about our role as we wait for the Imam's reappearance. The first step would be increasing our knowledge. What do I mean by that? This will help us to have a better understanding of the religion we adopt and the world we live in and deal with. Without further thinking and questioning, we might choose darkness instead of true guidance. Blind faith is not enough. It needs to be bound with knowledge. The Quran states God will raise the position of the believers and of those who have received knowledge. It is necessary for every Muslim man and woman to gain knowledge to Allah's love and in turn the love of the infallibles, the Imams. Peace be upon them all. In a tradition we read, it is necessary for you to have deep understanding of the religion of Allah. Do not be like Bedouins, because those who do not gain deep understanding of religion, Allah will not look to them on the day of judgment, nor will their deeds be cleansed.
Keeping that in mind, I'd like to share some words of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them, in describing the companions of Al-Imam Al-Mahdi, Ajjalallahu Ta'ala Faraja. In one beautiful hadith, the Imam alayhi salam states, إِذَا جَنَّهُمُ اللَّيْلُ اتَّخَذُوا أَرْضَ اللَّهِ فِرَاشًا وَالتِّرَابَ وَسَادًا. When the night sets in, what do they do? They go and watch clips, movies, serials. What do? Do they play Uno all night long? Video games all night long? Or just sleep the entire night? No. The companions of the Mahdi, when the night befalls them, when the night sets in, they take the ground, the earth, as their place of worship. They remember they have a Lord. They express their love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The companions of the Mahdi are infatuated with God's love. They are driven by the love of God. Because when they look at this creation, they see that Allah is the source of all beauty. Allah is the source of all richness. Allah is the source of all power. Allah is the source of all goodness in the universe. That captivates their hearts and they are driven by the love of God. If I'm not at that stage, it's because I've not known my Lord. I need to discover my Lord. I need to embrace the beautiful qualities of my Lord. The companions of the Mahdi are those who know their Lord and they appreciate their Lord and they see the system of Allah, the most beautiful system ever possible. That's their nightly activity. واستقبلوا بجباههم الأرض يتضرعون إلى ربهم. Then they put their forehead on the ground, showing their humbleness, prostrating to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't sleep, my dear brothers and sisters, at night without having this nightly program of falling into sujood for Allah. If you struggle from depression, from anxiety, you're low, the power of sujood will raise you. Fall into sujood for a few minutes, a couple of minutes. Take a deep breath each time and say, Subhan Rabbi al-A'la wa bihamdih. All glory is to you, O Allah. And I thank you for everything that you've given me. Try this and see how Allah will remove mountains from your chest. How Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to remove burdens from you. The power of sujood, do not underestimate it. When you go into sujood, that's the only practical position where the brain is lower than your heart. And therefore the heart pumps blood directly into your brain, massaging the frontal lobe for you, de-stressing you. Because that's one of the most important parts of the brain.
Let's finish this episode of today's special. Of course, again, please accept our congratulations on his birthday. the birthday anniversary of Imam al-Mahdi. May Allah hasten his reappearance. Allah.